guy make his UFC debut with this kind of hype?
The UFC is constantly signing talent from around the world.
I'm the new dog in the yard.
Assembling a roster of potential challengers for its champions.
Oh, that's it! That is it!
The Sugar Show!
New prospects are beginning to break through.
Welcome to the big show, Alexander Hernandez.
And the latest sensation has emerged from the UK.
Who the f- is that with me now? No one!
Liverpool's Darren Till.
Oh, look at that! Beautiful work!
Matches a commanding skill set.
How cold! Darren Till!
With unwavering confidence.
I'm not scared of anyone in this world. And I'm coming to be the world champion.
At UFC 228.
The consequences of engaging with this man are absolutely terrifying.
He will challenge the most powerful welterweight title holder in history.
Tyron!
Ferocious knockout power.
One leg!
Reigning champion, Tyron Woodley.
He's tough. Sometimes tough ain't enough. You gotta be the full package, and that's what I am.
The co-main event features a title bout in the UFC's newest weight class.
The first ever UFC women's flyweight champion.
And 125-pound champion Nico Montano earned the inaugural belt by winning the Ultimate Fighter Flyweight Tournament.
Now everybody knows that I'm the best in the division.
First to take on Montano will be former bantamweight title challenger and kickboxing world champion Valentina Shevchenko, who relocated to flyweight in style.
Flyweight division, say hello to your worst nightmare.
And made her intentions clear.
It's new history. That flyweight, I will have the champion belt.
Good, Tyron, power.
Witness the lives and training camps of title challengers and champions as they prepare to do battle in Dallas, Texas. This is UFC 228 Countdown. Liverpool, England is well known for its fighting culture. Despite having never seen one of its homegrown products challenge for a UFC world title. But where the skyline meets the riverbed, 25-year-old Darren Till enters fight camp on short notice for a shot at the 170-pound belt.
Everything's just happened so quick. But if you stop to enjoy it now, you're going to lose what's in sight. And what's in sight is being a world champion. It's about being mentally prepared when that instant moment, that opportunity came. Are you going to take it or are you going to decline it? So I think I'm the guy who's took it all. I always wanted to be like the hardest kid in school. Like, I don't know why, I just wanted to be. The guy that no one wanted to mess with. But I really started getting into fighting when I went to the Muay Thai gym. It just kicked in. I was really good at this and I was gonna do it forever.
Till shifted his focus to MMA and found a home at Team Cowabon, where he quickly developed a relationship with head coach Colin Herron before a reckless adolescence caught up with him.
You got a big kid with a lot of skills, but a short temper. Impossibly one of the most dangerous cities you could think of. He was out, wrong place, wrong time, protecting his friends, got involved in an altercation, ends up nearly dying from getting stabbed.
I took a knife twice in the back, you know, in my ribs, and when I left the hospital, this, you know, the first place I went to was the gym.
We said, okay, it's time for you to go, isn't it? We've got to get you out of Liverpool. You're going to go live with my friends in Brazil. What you're going to do is focus on getting better, evolve your fight game. And then that was it, off he went. Okay, let's go. Yeah. Good. He rang me, spoke to me every single day. He just said, tell me, as loud as you can, who you are and what you're going to be. Darren Till, the next welterweight champion of the world.
Second rhythm, knock him out.
Said, say it louder for me. I want to hear you shout it, and he'd shout it down the phone to me every single day. Who are you? I'm Darren Till, and the next welterweight champion of the world.
By way of Liverpool, England, Darren Till!
After going 12-0 in South America,
plus elbow there for Till,
it was finally time for the gorilla to enter the UFC.
He's out! Darren Till with the knockout, courtesy of the elbow.
He smashed opposition with his striking.
Oh, beautiful uppercut off the backhand!
And made his presence known with the microphone.
Do not doubt me. Just don't do it. You're stupid if you do it.
As is the case with a lot of undefeated fighters, confidence is high. The man lists himself as his hero.
In 200 years, they're going to remember my name in combat sports.
He would shine in main events across the pond.
I am simply better than everyone. And that doesn't mean the welterweight, that means every division.
It's a rally of punches here.
What a stoppage!
I am the best fighter alive.
Darren Till shocks the world!
Including a highly anticipated matchup with one of the best strikers the UFC has ever seen.
Wonderboy Thompson is a veteran of this game, a veteran of martial arts, a lifetime over. He strides in the gorilla, ready to take on his biggest test so far.
It's a moment he has willed into existence in his hometown.
It's time!
Listen to this crowd. How does a 25-year-old man stay calm in an arena like this?
Wonderboy in first with a high right kick.
Beautiful straight right to the solar plexus from Wonderboy. Darren Till now starting to aggress a bit more.
That one landed.
Oh, look at that.
Till shaking his head.
He's tired now, Darren. He's tired.
Wonderboy back to the fence. This is where Till has wanted him. And Till has it back on the fence. A big left hand. There it is. Till is on top and trying to hammer away on Wonderboy. Now he has the neck.
Big knockdown. Big left hand over the top from Darren Till. Knocks Wonderboy down. That was a big statement to end the round.
For the winner, by unanimous decision, Darren the Gorilla Till.
He has imagined this moment for 25 years.
It's Darren's time, and we plan on grabbing this with both hands and taking it as far as we can run with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gorilla, Darren Till.
I want to fight the best. So, the best next in line.
Till is unmatched in professional mixed martial arts. But he's yet to stand across the octagon from the best welterweight on earth. And 170-pound champion Tyron Woodley readies for another defense of his title against a challenger more polarizing than any he has ever faced.
The hype is real with Darren Till because he's generating. He's screaming and yelling. He got the UK on lockdown. And that's something that you cannot underestimate. You cannot underestimate a young, hungry fighter. I remember how it was to be undefeated, coming up fighting those top guys. So I'm really focused this training camp. I'm really trying to block out distractions, and I'm really digging down and finding that old Tyron that was that pit bull that fought anybody, anytime, anywhere.
One of the strongest, fastest, most explosive individuals in the UFC today. That is what we were talking about. We're talking about the speed and the power.
Oh! I'm declaring war on the welterweight division. I want to come in there and make a statement. Let's get it on.
Oh my goodness.
You know, you guys fail to realize that I'm in this to be a world champion.
Woodley backed up his words en route to a welterweight title shot.
I'm watching all these fights like chess match. Now I'm gonna be ready when it's my time.
And not even then champion Robbie Lawler could withstand the onslaught of the Chosen One.
Oh, he tagged him. He moved in and dropped the bomb on Robbie Lawler.
New contenders failed to dethrone Woodley.
Oh, he hurt him again.
Giving the same taste of his heavy hands in the process.
He's clearly faster, clearly hits harder.
And on September 8th...
Everyone and anyone, I don't care. I'm not scared of anyone.
The brash young Darren Till is next.
It's full circle now. Now I'm the hunted, and now it's a young fighter that's wanting to fight me.
I am the best striker in the welterweight division.
And at the end of the day, it's going to be too much for him.
In fact, the best striker in the whole of the UFC.
The pressure for him to be this charismatic character is going to consume him, and I'm going to just let him talk the talk.
I swear to God, I will win that belt.
Because when they lock the cage, I'm still going to do the same thing, whoop his ass.
Following a lopsided title victory in July of last year, UFC welterweight king Tyron Woodley would spend the better part of a year recovering from injury.
Dr. Chu!
Mr. Woodley.
An unexpected interruption to an otherwise active reign as champion.
Put Humpty Dumpty back.
I fought four world title fights in 1 year. Not that I needed a rest and I didn't want to rest. I was expecting to fight and turn right back around and keep winning.
Take a deep breath in. And breathe out.
God had different plans.
Deep breath in.
Tore my labrum in the first round against Damian Maya. I wasn't able to fight. So what I had to do is get creative on the way. I kept my name in the mix. I've been more active on Fox.
I think champions thrive off these moments of adversity. I think she's gonna use that same mindset to put herself back in position for title contention.
I got my own show on TMZ, the Hollywood Beatdown with Tyron Woodley.
Right from the TMZ newsroom, it's your boy Tyron Woodley. Yes, I'm kicking it off today.
Auditions, all these different things. I really have been nonstop.
The Chosen One achieved great success despite the distractions of his childhood setting, where the allure of gang violence still permeates today. But Woodley's accomplishments represent an alternative for the region's youth.
All right, time. Lunge, rotate. Lunge, rotate, alternate. It's a great deal for the St. Louis metro area. Okay, jog back. We're going ladder, especially for where he's from Ferguson. Good, good, good. Quick feet, brain back, good. Young men and women can look at him as someone that they can aspire to be like. Go. Good, quick, 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 quick. Good transitions, take it back, take it back. Want to keep that momentum rolling with his next opponent. Good, rest, 20.
A UFC 228 matchup with Darren Till looms large.
We're gonna do the hex bar carry from the length, bring it back.
And the glamour of MMA superstar.
Then we're doing slams from there.
Can only be sustained by constant focus on the task at hand.
Go. Stay low, stay low.
Being a champion of the world, you do have a lot more opportunities.
Good, 10 reps, 10 reps.
But I gotta check myself sometimes.
Good, lap back, good, carry.
I gotta realize that I'm in this space right now.
Sprawl out, jump, there you go, tap and go.
And I gotta get the most out of mixed martial arts I can.
Good, Tyron, power, go.
I gotta throw under the fan, so my focus is on that.
Fighting out of Manchester, England!
The UK has long held a commanding presence in the UFC.
Jimmy Manuel, it's over. Leon Edwards.
But well before the Brits rose to title contention.
Oh, he
oh,
heard
he
him.
Got rocked.
He heard him bad.
Michael Bisping.
Thank you. Thank you, England.
Team Cowboy represented an early generation of European standouts.
Oh. Machine.
A retired lightweight, Terry Edom, was not only at the forefront of the team's success.
Terry Edom with the victory! Brilliantly fight from the game!
He was the first to welcome Darren Till to MMA.
One day, Terry asked me to come and spar. And I knew it was a test. I'll never forget it, because things didn't go my way.
Me and Darren are really close. I've been around him since he first joined the gym, and you know, he's an unreal talent. And now with Darren getting a shot at the belt, there's a buzz around the city. Everyone believes in him and everyone knows he's gonna bring it back. So, you know, it's a great buzz for the city, it's a great buzz for the gym.
Two steps, now here it comes. Now here it comes.
Shark, one hook, react. Hey, hey. Watch that foot. Hup. And out, and in with the elbow. Hup, 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 hup.
The rise has been a lot faster than people expected, and even myself.
That double.
But from the minute I started mixed martial arts, I knew I was going to be the best fighter in the world. There's never been a doubt in my mind.
Here's the competition, boys.
This is Darren's time, Woodley's Adder's time, and we all know he's going to take it with two hands, and the belt's going home.
He's got very, very high skill set.
Away.
The bad point is he's fighting me, Darren Till. I'm a different fighter. And the thing is, he knows that. And they all know that. My hand is going to get raised and I'm going to be the new UFC welterweight world champion.
For UFC welterweight champion Tyron Woodley, newfound success in entertainment brings him to Hollywood, California on a regular basis, which is home to the Wildcard Boxing Gym, where renowned gym owner Freddie Roach has accommodated the Chosen One for years. To game plan for his title bout with Darren Till, Woodley is back to work with one of Roach's most trusted coaches, Eric Brown.
Remember when he first came? He was strictly MMA. You know, he didn't have much in the way of hands or nothing, but since then, he's become a complete fighter. Jab, double. And everybody he fights is virtually taller than him. He's tall, okay?
He's up.
Yeah, okay, so we want to get up underneath him. Until you get a real good read on how much distance you got to deal with, be looking to get up underneath him.
With Darren Till, he's coming forward, hard 1-2.
That body shot's gonna bring that right hand out. Yeah, see how you fold over like that?
He got his hands down, he's relaxed, he knows his range very well. And, you know, if I can get close enough, that'll take away some of the kickboxing.
Come right to it. Don't give him a chance to launch that left leg. 1-2, come straight to it. Yes, come over the top of the hook. Boom, anytime you can get inside of it, yes. He's used to having to look up at a taller, leaner guy. Once you get inside, back his ass up.
Yes, sir.
See if he can fight back enough. Don't give him no space. But, you know, Tyron's quickness and his determination, it just takes all that away from him. There you go. Good. He's gonna go out to kill this kid. Good. Good.
If you think about it, my last 7 have been southpaw. My next 3 in the division are southpaw. If I go up, the next 3 in that division are southpaw.
Step around.
Usman, Kobe, Till, Gastelum, Whitaker, Dung Young Kim, Robbie Lawler, Johnny Hendricks, Wonderboy Thompson.
We've been preparing for this since day one.
This is the first time he walked in the front of a freight train, a demolition guy. He's always used to being a hammer. And now it's time for him to be the nail. I'm going to see how he responds to it.
Strategy will be key to defending the belt in Dallas, Texas, against a challenger more physically imposing than any Woodley has ever faced.
What he's coming across here is a very tall, powerful, expert at range martial artist that's going to try and force his will on him. Is he ready for that?
I just think that it's gonna come down to pushing the pace. When I start hitting him, and he's hitting me, and he's hitting a brick wall, then he's gonna get worried.
We're gonna see a panicky Tyron Woodley trying to force his will, and then we're gonna see Darren Till capitalize and knock him out.
Come on.
No stone will be left unturned by Till and his team. But the final piece of their championship formula cannot be found in Liverpool.
Me and my coaches and some of my teammates, we're going to Vegas. We're going to do a few weeks out at the Institute there and at the UFCPI. And take advantage of the facilities they've got there. The UFC made that for us guys. It's going to be different, but as I say, mate, it's champion versus contender. Let's go to war.
Before Till continues camp at the UFC Performance Institute in Las Vegas, the MMA leader showcases a star-studded lineup of future fights.
Look at Hand Dog back there.
In a marquee LA press event where Woodley and Till square off for the first time.
You can talk whatever you want when you're not facing me. But when you're in my presence, you know that there's an energy to be reckoned with. And that's what they all feel when they're around me.
He's defended the belt so many times, he's beaten the best in the division. Why are you the guy to take the belt off him?
So I'm the best welterweight in the division.
You fight in a Woodley weight division. You're not the best in the division.
Every dog has its day. And your day is going to come September 8th.
Words turn to action at UFC 228. Where the outcome either continues a reign of dominance or begins a new era at 170 pounds.
Till gets the opportunity and takes it with both hands.
And what a way to get it done.
I'm not letting these young kids come up and make their name off me.
Tyron Woodley just made a statement, ladies and gentlemen.
This is my throne, and he's going to get put down.
Oh!
And Till!
Respect is the champion, but that doesn't change anything. You know, I'm still coming to knock him clean out.
What a stoppage!
Confidence is brimming over at this point.
Everybody think they want something until they lock that octagon. He gonna see.
That is a big knockout for the chosen one. Oh my goodness, unbelievable.
Young, rising contender Darren Till, who says it is about being the greatest.
Every dog has his day and he's had his. It's my time now. No doubt I'm gonna win. No doubt.
Albuquerque, New Mexico is synonymous with combat sports. And fighters from around the world flock to this elevated cityscape for world-class training at the Jackson Wink Academy. But just half a mile down the road is a lesser-known gym with a more intimate approach to developing homegrown talent. Fit NHB is run by a fighting couple who practiced combat skills well before professional MMA developed into the massive sport we know today.
Ready? When the bell goes off, here we go.
Local legends Tom Vaughn and his wife Arlene.
Move around, don't stay in one spot.
I retired from fighting in 1995, and me and Tom opened the gym in 98.
So I want you guys to work a little bit of defense off that jab for your partner. They'll work their offense, call it out, single, double, or triple that jab.
We just kind of felt like we enjoy what we do. Why not share it with people? Bah, bah,
boom. Round number one. Ready? Beautiful.
Since we were doing the disciplines anyway, it kind of made sense for us to go right into MMA. It just kind of evolved.
The growth of MMA in the early 2000s gave rise to local promotions.
That's the best showdown we've seen in a long time.
Absolutely.
Where Tom Vaughn got in on the ground floor.
I'm the longest running MMA promoter in New Mexico. With King of the Cage, it's a good avenue to develop our fighters and also meet other fighters.
Connor now with a triangle possibly, if he can pull his foot down. No, the armbar.
UFC fighters like Condit and Tim Means. And
nice. The spinning back elbow. Tim Means is coming full force.
The other fighters that we had, like Nico.
UFC flyweight champion Nico Montano is a product of the Fit NHB system.
You can double up so they get that double slip. Bop, bop, bop.
And like most fighters here, she met Tom and Arlene while fighting with King of the Cage.
my amateur career, there was a point where it started to get hard for me to find fights.
Steps over to mount. Oh, she's landing some leather now.
Everybody was like, no, we don't want to fight her because my fights were done in the first round.
Impressive finish there, not letting it go the second round.
So I just have to shoot right into my professional career. And it was either go train, you know, with Holly Holm, Karate Hottie, John Jones, just these big name people over at Jackson's.
Give me a fallback, give me a fallback. There you go, better, good.
Or go to Fit, because we already know these people.
Good, good job.
And every fight I've gone into, just gotten better and better.
Oh, what a nice takedown. Montano gets it.
Montano excelled at the professional level.
No, I think it's over, Sean.
Yeah.
A liver shot, just like that.
And new.
Earning a 125-pound title. 1 year later, the UFC ushered in a women's flyweight division.
You all will be competing in a tournament to determine who will be the first female UFC 125-pound world champion.
Montano entered the 16-fighter tournament as the 14th seed, ready to compete against world-class flyweights.
Believe in yourself. Make it work.
As soon as I started to get into that mindset of like, okay, you're here for 6 weeks, do what you gotta do, no excuses.
Oh!
I knew I could hang with the best.
She surprised everybody.
Left kick to the body!
Yes!
She beats Lauren Murphy. She beats Montana De La Rosa in the quarterfinals. She beats Barb Honchak in the semifinals. Nico Montano here in the main event.
Montano versus Roxanne Modafferi, the number one seed in the entire tournament. They're going to try to rip each other apart to become the UFC's first women's flyweight champion.
Make some noise if you are ready!
Roxanne Modafferi, Nico Montano.
Nico catches the kick. Runs down Roxanne Modafferi to secure her first takedown. Oh, big right hand. Modafferi actually hurt her. And she's chasing her down now. Oh, nice combination by Nico. Montano's fight beautiful right now. Takes Modafferi down.
Landing elbow after elbow.
There it is. Now she's actually got the position.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, she's attacking the armbar. Oh, the arm stuck. Oh, popped out. That was close.
You can see the look of exasperation on Roxy's face because she knew she almost had it.
She knew she had to have it.
She's unloading right here.
What a fight. What a fight.
All you. Four rounds of you, girl.
Fighting out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, Nico Montano.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first ever UFC Women's Flyweight Champion, Nico Montano.
Montano's first title defense will come against a kickboxing and Muay Thai champion turned world-class mixed martial artist. And Kyrgyzstan's Valentina Shevchenko is taking the first portion of training camp to Miami Beach. Continuing a tradition of constant relocation with lifelong head coach Pavel Fedotov.
Training is a difficult process. That's why for sportsmen, training need to be interesting.
I don't like to spend all my life in one place, no. I want to see more. I want to see how people live in different parts of the world. Doesn't matter where. I can find every time the place to maintain my form and win the fight.
Shevchenko's confidence comes from a life dedicated to combat sports. And when her full focus shifted to MMA, the UFC gained a contender at 135 pounds.
Shevchenko showing some versatility here in her UFC debut.
You're looking at a very high-level striker. You can tell by her movements, very efficient, sharp, cocked and loaded.
Bullet Shevchenko!
physically, Holly, the bigger fighter.
Look how strong Valentina is. Oh, wheel kick. Timing of Shevchenko really shining in this fight.
By unanimous decision.
As she attempts an armbar here, she's got enough time to finish it.
Oh, here she got
Valentina Shevchenko by submission.
She would earn a title shot and go toe-to-toe with champion Amanda Nunes for 5 rounds.
And still!
After dropping a razor-thin split decision, the undersized bantamweight would relocate to the UFC's newly minted 125-pound weight class for a flyweight debut that solidified her position as number one contender.
Oh, man. Oh. Quick hands from Shevchenko.
All of her weapons on display in a new weight class at 125 pounds.
Oh, big elbow from Valentina. Valentina just absolutely teeing off on Cachoeira. This might get stopped. It's a tap.
And there's the tap. Flyweight division. Say hello to your worst nightmare.
Shevchenko!
Everyone wants to see me fight for the title. So, Nico, let's do it. This is my natural weight class. And in flyweight, I will do the best and show the best of me.
For number one UFC flyweight contender Valentina Shevchenko, a new setting for each fight camp means taking full advantage of local attractions.
So how far we are going right now?
Today we'll just be fishing a couple miles offshore.
And South Florida is a leading destination for one of Shevchenko's favorite pursuits.
When we are like on the ocean, close to the ocean, we go deep sea fishing. We'll catch some tuna or maybe some shark. I'm very excited. Deep sea fishing, it's something amazing because all water around you and you are trying to catch some big fish. And as a bonita. Oh yes, today we have full day of bonita fish. We have full cooler, look at this. And the best part is that after we land, we go and we will prepare it and taste it. This is the most amazing. This is it. This is our catch of today. Yeah, we will enjoy all of this.
So first you come down the backbone like that. You keep the knife on the back. You feel the bone.
Yes.
You'll feel the backbone. Perfect.
I catch something, catch fish, and if I'm not cook it, if I'm not clean it, I feel something missing.
Shevchenko has always lived life to the fullest, creating memories not only from world travels, but also from more than 70 pro fights across multiple combat sports.
It's already 25 years I training with Pavel, and we have so many like memories about all championships, and each one is very unique.
First world championship MMA title she received when she was 15 years old. It was tournament in South Korea.
Then I won the fight, and of course this feeling when you are like, you have your hand raised, it's amazing. And she was 10 years older than me. Participation, it's nothing. For me, only matters the victory. I already have 17 world championship Muay Thai, K1, MMA, but of course, to win the belt of UFC, it's to be on the top of the top.
UFC is top organization of MMA. That's why I expect that Valentina can show all the best in this fight and won it.
UFC flyweight champion of the world, fighting out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, Nico Montano!
Shevchenko's UFC title shot comes against flyweight champion Nico Montano, who won the belt at the Ultimate Fighter finale in Las Vegas and subsequently returned to the desolate expanse that hosted her childhood. The Navajo Nation Reservation is the largest in the United States and the first Native American to win a UFC title received a hero's welcome home.
I had just won my fight and I was like, all right, I'm gonna go spend some time with my family on the res. And then I get back home and the next day, they're like, we're gonna have a parade for you. There's just lines of people and it was nuts.
Now this is her day, our champion, our Navajo Nation.
The support that I get from the Navajo Nation and fellow Indigenous people has opened my eyes to see what sort of inspiration I can be. It's so surreal because it was not even a year ago that I was still living in the basement trying to figure out what I want to do. Now, you know, being the champion, I can see what, you know, you're doing for other people to be inspirational and motivational.
Now a resident of Albuquerque, living with boyfriend and fellow fighter Steve Hanna, Montano doesn't let newfound notoriety cloud her focus or compromise her integrity.
We are at the tennis courts, and I'm ready to smash Steve Hanna into the ground.
She hasn't changed at all. She's very humble. She's got a great head on her shoulders. What she accomplished winning the belt was quite impressive and inspiring. The more people get to know her, the more fans she's gonna have, the more people are gonna like her.
Regardless of any doubt in your mind, you know, it's up to you to push yourself to become the best you can be. You know, that's the champion mindset. That's how you become a champion in life.
All eyes are on Montano for her first UFC title defense. A September 8th showdown with dangerous contender Valentina Shevchenko in Dallas.
She's proven to be a very dominant striker. She's ready to go whenever you're ready to strike.
Punch those knees up. Punch, punch, punch. Nice. Good. Gonna get that heart rate up in the red here, Nico.
I'm expecting a fast-paced fight. It's gonna be a pretty hardcore 1 5-minute round, and then I'll finish.
There we go, push it, push it. Keep that number up. Rest. Good work.
UFC flyweight champion Nico Montano achieved MMA greatness with support from her New Mexico team. And this modest group shares an intimate bond not often present with larger fight camps.
Hanging out with the team's always a good time, especially if we can find reasons to get together outside of the gym.
We hit each other. We beat on each other. At the end of the day, we love each other, so.
Timmy's been around long enough to remember working with us at the nightclub.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. It was very rowdy. You know, there was fights every weekend. I think my first show was a Slayer concert.
We ended up starting our own nightclub security company, and then we would hire our fighters and so they could make a little money while they were training. And then we caught a break from one of the guys we were running nightclubs for, and he let us use one of the rooms at the nightclub that we were working at. So our first gym was built off a nightclub. So Nico approached us about coming down and being a part of our team.
Yeah, Nico just kind of kicked that door open and came right on through and just started working really hard, and she's made history.
FITNHB is now home to the only current UFC title holder in New Mexico. And striking coach Arlene Sanchez-Vaughn appreciates the historical implications of her female champion preparing to defend the belt.
You couldn't get a female to set foot in a gym like this, say, 15 years ago. But I think the guys have a lot to say for it, man. They're the ones that were bringing their girls in just for training, maybe not for fighting, but the girls started getting into it and the trainers started seeing potential in those girls.
Here you go.
We just broke down the disciplines. They jumped in each one and started competing. And then lo and behold, they all got world titles. We're pretty excited to have Nico because she is the first 125. Pound women's UFC champion. She really made history with that, and we'll find out September 8th, you know, how far we can really take that.
Flyweight title challenger Valentina Shevchenko continues the second phase of training camp in Las Vegas, where UFC athletes are flocking to in droves for access to the promotion's state-of-the-art performance institute.
This facility, this center, it's everything that athletes need. What I use here is the octagon because, like in the octagon, you are feeling how you will feel on the fight. The same space, the same wall, everything the same.
The Octagon has hosted Shevchenko for 20 rounds of live competition. But the looming flyweight title shot could bring out the very best of the bullet.
I'm in good shape for each of my fight. Only one difference now is that I will fight in my real weight class.
Stop. Okay.
I will show up in my best form.
Valentina Bullet Shevchenko.
An impressive UFC career at 135 pounds.
This is a lifelong martial artist, a born fighter.
Has generated massive excitement for Shevchenko's flyweight campaign.
Oh, oh my, this is tight.
Oh, here she goes.
But a new era can only begin if another one ends.
A lot of people think the 125 division was primarily made for Valentina, but right now, I'm the champion.
She came into the Ultimate Fighter House, a 14 seed, won them all.
I'm not gonna lose my belt.
Three, four, five jabs on my conscience.
This might get stopped.
And there's the tap. Say hello to your worst nightmare.
At UFC 228, another supremely talented challenger.
Out cold!
Aims to begin a new generation.
Oh!
As Darren Till challenges powerful champion Tyron Woodley for the welterweight belt.
Harder.
Make no mistake about this. I am coming to completely destroy this man on the 8th of September.
Darren Till has proven he is the finisher that we all knew he could be.
He'll knock him out. I'll be one step closer to being a GOAT.